Hello and welcome to another edition of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is your host, John Jantz, and my guest today is Carrie Summer. She is the co-founder of Urban Interns that can be found at urbaninterns.com. It is an online marketplace, connects companies with candidates looking for internships, part-time jobs, and freelance work. So welcome, Carrie.
Thank you.
So I have to get this one off right off to the beginning. So you are a recovering attorney that's become an entrepreneur. Is that correct?
I am.
I bet you that's the first time you've heard that too, right?
People are always fascinated about the path from lawyer to entrepreneur.
Yeah,
but it's been a great path, and certainly the legal background, I think, interestingly, serves me quite well as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I bet. One of the first questions, I'm sure, as I read that description, people are thinking, well, how is this different than a staffing company or maybe even like Elance?
Right. Well, to start with, so we're not a staffing company. We're a marketplace. So what happens is our site allows business owners to post jobs and search a database of candidates. We have thousands of candidates who post their resumes, profiles, social media profiles, and it's really for kind of employers and job seekers to connect and find each other. We don't make fees in the middle of the transaction. The employment relationship is directly between sort of the business owners and the people looking for work, which is great because it really allows kind of the two groups to figure out the arrangement that works best for both of them. Our incentives are not in sort of one arrangement or the other. We're a pretty low cost resource for business owners, looking to connect with work.
So what's the, in the name Urban, and we'll probably talk a little more about the geography, but I mean, does that imply that if I'm outside of, say, one of the four, big cities that everybody can name, that you have nothing for me, or have you sort of expanded beyond that?
Yeah, no, I mean, our long-term goal certainly is to become a brand where, people can search by zip code and any area, whether, city or smaller town, people can find, both job openings and help. So in terms of, just a little bit about our history, I mean, we started in New York City close to 2 years ago at this point, and we noticed something very interesting, which was even when we were in our early days of kind of a bootstrapped company, business owners from, across the country, we were seeing Silicon Valley startups using our site, and they were looking for, virtual help. So what's really great about the market that we're serving is that a lot of the tools that business owners have at their disposal, especially when it comes to marketing, it can be done and used by anyone, anywhere. So we see a lot of positions for social media. I mean, everyone, I think as a business owner, people are trying to make heads and tails of exactly what their online presence should be. Everybody knows that they need one, and that's time-consuming work. But thankfully, again, back to kind of this concept of virtual work, you could find someone who's in your time zone, a different time zone, to, jump online, help you with your blog, help you with your social media, profiles, keeping things current and fresh. So, we're not limited just to just urban geographies. I think the name really came from sort of the vision that me and my business partner Lauren had about sort of what is an urban intern, and really it's someone who is, very savvy, energetic, willing to work hard, very tapped into kind of the business landscape, what needs to be done. We don't see it focusing too much on the kind of urban or really on the intern, because in fact we see interns, freelancers, and part-time people, but really just sort of more of this concept of what is an urban intern.
Yeah, in fact, some from a freelance standpoint, or some of the folks with skills, I mean, the fact that they can find work even though they are, out in the middle of Montana somewhere, is probably a tremendous thing about all of the online tools and the collaboration tools that we have now.
Exactly. And from a business owner, I mean, think about it's a lot easier to launch a business. It's a lot easier to it's a lot less expensive. And if you happen to live someplace where you're not in direct contact with people who, you know, necessarily have the skills that you need, you can hire someone who is, you know, working out of their college dorm room, or you could hire that freelancer who lives, you know, thousands of miles away from you. So it's just it's a really exciting time, I think, for you know, business growth. And it's also an exciting time in the job market. And there's a lot of shifting that's going on and all of that. But, you know, certainly we hope to be in the middle of that in some ways and sort of bridging the gap that currently exists.
Yeah, so companies no longer have to just find the youngest person in their company and make them in charge of social media, right?
Exactly.
So, you kind of have you're in one of those businesses that's a little bit of a chicken and egg thing, right? I mean, if you don't have enough employers looking for people, then, you know, you don't have happy job seekers, right? And vice versa. If you don't have enough resumes or job seekers or profiles in there, you don't have people coming back. So how do you kind of balance that where you've got to market to sort of both of those audiences and get those in? Is that, from a business standpoint, does that prove challenging?
You absolutely hit it right on the head. We absolutely have two audiences that we market to, and you know, we are very aware of that, and we invest a lot in both audiences and just being very relevant to both audiences and to constantly, you know, be valuable. You know, we do think that what we're offering is a very valuable you know, it's a very valuable tool, resource to business owners and to job seekers. And, you know, one message does not fit for both. So we just kind of do, you know, kind of divide our marketing and continue to focus on both groups. It's a little bit different because job seekers do not pay to use the site. They can post a profile for free. Uh-huh. Employers pay $49.95 to post one job and have sort of 30-day access to our database of candidates. So they're able to both post a job and to search the database of candidates and connect and sort of message through our private messaging platform. So, you know, we do have the revenue coming in from one side of the equation. That being said, it's totally necessary to have great people, you know, on both sides. So from our marketing perspective, you know, we invest, you know, to both demographics.
What would you say is kind of your, I mean, is there something you've found that is your sort of unique differentiator? I mean, there are other marketplaces like this. I mentioned Elance, and there are, you know, dozens of others where people can find part-time and freelance and project-oriented people. I mean, what do you think is making you grow and making people say, hey, this place, or, you know, Urban Interns is doing something different?
Yeah, I mean, I think it falls into you know, kind of a couple of buckets. From our product perspective, we have a very good product, and the ability to be able to both post a job and search a database of candidates from an employer's perspective, it is unique. There are a lot of job posting sites out there. There are not as many databases of candidates, and especially in our price point. We're in the lower price point. We're in the Craigslist camp.
Right.
And,
yeah,
you know, we deliver a really, really great product for that, for any price point, but certainly for that price point. So I think that is very unique. Job seekers as well, I would say that what we do is, you know, deliver a really good experience. Certainly our price, as I mentioned, you know, there are other people in sort of the job space, but again, sort of backing it down to where we are in the scale, that kind of puts us in a unique spot. We're focused on small and growing companies, you know, and we really understand sort of the hiring challenges of those growing companies. You know, we are not focused on full-time career development from a job seeker's perspective. We're not focused on finding that next full-time. If you're looking for sort of that full-time marketing manager, you know, who's going to grow with your team for the next 10 years, that's not us. That, you know, we're maybe you'll find someone, but we don't hold ourselves out to be that way. We really believe that, you know, small and growing companies, they hire in some ways very differently, and they do rely on
sure,
people who allow them the flexibility to staff up and staff down and, you know, come on and as an intern, and maybe it's working out great, and then you're a part-time, and maybe you are the full-time employee who is kind of that story of the earliest one in. But, you know, we do really focus on on that segment of the market. And again, sort of on the other side of the equation, just again, looking at the part-time and freelance and contractors. So, you know, and I think that gets to our brand, which is another differentiator. You know, we're pretty clear about what we're about. We're not trying to be all things to all people. We're not saying that we're the place that's going to be the next, you know, next Monster. We're not Monster. We're not trying to be Monster. You know, we just kind of have this specific focus at a specific price point with a great product, and that's really, you know, just what you know keeps us moving and going forward.
This halftime break is brought to you by Constant Contact. Constant Contact helps small businesses and nonprofits build great customer relationships with email marketing, event marketing, and online surveys. Visit them today at constantcontact.com and sign up for your free 60-day trial.
Well, I think there's no question the part-time, the ability for a company to grow into using, you know, for a lot of people when they make that first or second hire, it's like, hey, I don't even have enough work to keep that person busy, but now I've got to pay them $40,000, $50,000 and all that. And so I think the ability to sort of grow into that and feel their way and maybe even build the processes that allow that person to be efficient is really kind of a nice luxury, because that does hold a lot of small companies back. So
exactly. There's a lot of education. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Finish.
I was going to say there's a lot of education around that too. You know, I mean, certainly with the sort of boom in business ownership these days, across the board, from the sort of solo, you know, solo consultant to we see venture backed companies on our site, and there's a lot of education about people in the early stages of a company about, you know, hiring and managing, and you know that gets to our brand, and we have a lot of resources, we have a great blog, we have a lot of tools and tips, and you know, really kind of like that one stop shop for when people are looking to bring someone on, they want some information about how to do it, and they want the people. I mean, that's really where we are.
Well, and that actually segues nicely to the next thing I was going to ask. You know, how are there some best practices in finding people on your site that are going to end up being a good fit? I know a lot of times, you know, I hate to keep picking on Elance a little bit, but, you know, there are people that have said, hey, you know, I went there, I found the person that offered to do the project for the lowest price, but it was terrible, but it's still a little bit of buyer beware. I mean, are there some things that you do maybe on the screening side or on the sort of advising and educating side to help people make good matches?
Yeah, I mean, look, we are a marketplace business. We do, you know, we're in front of job seekers who we, from a marketing and a branding perspective, we feel we have a really quality database of candidates. That said, you know, we're a marketplace. We don't screen. We don't tell people we screen. We're not a staffing agency. Of course, there's always a little bit of buyer beware. However, in terms of sort of the education piece on both sides about, you know, just looking for people in terms of the right skills, setting the right expectations. A lot of it, I think, you know, kind of boils down in these early days to communicating upfront what people are looking for, you know, without kind of that HR manager in place to say, hand over that formal job description. You know, there's a lot of room for misunderstanding. So we do a lot of blogging and writing about sort of everything from the beginning to the end of the process.
Now we mentioned the virtual model, but I mean, you do actually have people that come in, show up at an office too, right? I mean, it's not restricted to virtual, yeah. So
exactly. It's whatever, you know, whatever the employers and the job seekers, the arrangement that they want.
Yeah. So let's go to that. How does it? I mean, is there sort of a 1-2-3 step way that the process works from a, I guess you could do it from both sides, but say if I'm an employer and I'm saying, gosh, this sounds kind of good, how do I, you know, what's the process that I have to go through to maybe create an engagement?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty simple. Employers, you know, go to our site. They, you know, sign up for our site. They can post a job, with their job description. It gets posted on our site. We also, you know, use our social media presence to drive additional eyeballs and traffic to that job description. And then people, who are interested, contact the employer, because because we do have this messaging platform, when an employer signs up for our site, they also have the ability to receive messages sort of on our site. Sometimes people want to post a job confidentially. We see two things. Some people say, Urban Interns is hiring. If you're interested, contact me, Carrie at Urban Interns. And, right. and you know, some people want to do it that way and have everybody just come right to their email. And other people want to kind of just put the job post up there, but not put out for the world who it is that's hiring. They don't want to, they just want to be more private about that. And that's why we built sort of this messaging platform. But it's fairly simple. I mean, people post a job, they'll get notifications when people have responded to their job post. They'll check the site, they'll review the profiles and communicate back and forth. Alternatively, or I should say additionally, when an employer, pays and sets up an account with us, they also can filter through our database of thousands of candidates by, search filters to kind of narrow down what they're looking for. And if they find people who they're interested in, send a message directly. Hey, saw your profile. You look great. I have this job opening. Are you interested? Let's talk. So it's a pretty turnkey, pretty easy process. I know that because we use it ourselves often. We hire our own urban interns, as you can imagine. Sure. So it's also, other than kind of having it be your product, it's always good to step into the side, the shoes of your consumer, and to just kind of see what's going on in your own sort of product and how is it working and all of that. So, we've been pleased with the results.
Well, let's flip it around then. If I'm a job seeker, somebody that wants to get started doing this, what are some tips to make myself attractive or to be proactive maybe about some of the positions to get myself in front of people?
Yeah, so it's the same thing. It's on the job seeker side, it's free to post a profile. So it's the same going to the site, saying sign up, posting a profile with a photo, with bio, with a resume. You could integrate a video. You could integrate social media profiles. Some job seekers put up their profile and they wait to be contacted. Others, which I would definitely recommend for people who are really interested in sort of finding that next position, they apply to jobs. And in terms of kind of tips for how to kind of stand out from the crowd, I really think that having a polished presentation goes a very long way, and it sounds like such a simple advice, but I think it really stands out when people take the time to put together a great bio and to have a professional photo, not necessarily an expensive headshot, but a professional looking photo. And when they're responding to people's job openings, really just being, sort of very clear about why they're a great fit for that job and what they bring, just kind of going back to the basics of professional presentation. I think it still goes a really, really long way. And, we see that. We see that there are people with great presentations and we hear from employers that they're very happy and satisfied with the kinds of candidates we have on our site.
Yeah. Well, and I think that probably due to the fact that people are using your site online, I suppose that there's probably a higher percentage of people that then turn around and Google those people too, don't they?
That's it's interesting. I would think so. I don't know, but I would think so. I mean, I think once you kind of get into the online world these days where we all live, I mean, there's just so much information out there. And for anyone who's in sort of the business world and the job seeking world, I mean, it's a challenge and an opportunity for us all.
Yeah, no question. So Carrie, thanks so much for joining us. I really enjoyed hearing about Urban Interns. I think that you're providing a service that is extremely necessary. And I think the fact that, as we mentioned, the Craigslists and the Elances are out there, but I think the fact that you're really focused on a pretty narrow part of the market in a way, I think is something that will serve you long term and certainly serve small business owners. And I look forward to bumping into you again.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me here today.
All right. Take care.